It must have been claustrophobic and really tragic for the soldiers in the trenches.
It must have also been really horrific to see the dead bodies of their friends and comrades.
And it must have been really deafening with the shells falling behind them.
Paul, you heard there, Year 9 and 10 students here at the Stephen Peirce Foundation describing what it must have been like for their great-great-grandparents' generation living in the trenches on the battlefield during World War One. And they're getting the chance to experience here at the Stephen Peirce Foundation history firsthand, because the school has created its very own cabinet of curiosities. The walls are covered with books and pictures and things. It's kind of a library meets museum, but with this fabulous digital content, because everything they see and they can touch, they can look on an iPad and learn much, much more about it. And in front of me is the trench itself. Now, I know people in the office will be quite disappointed that I'm not jumping into a massive hole. It's actually layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of sandbags, covering an entire wall with a ladder up it. So to get into out of this trench, you'd have to climb up and over. Now, I'm here with Helen Keady. She's the head of English here at the Stephen Peirce Foundation. Do you want to start telling me, why on earth have you built this amazing trench in your cabinet of curiosities?
Well, we're studying First World War poetry and drama and literature in English, and in history we'll be taking Year 9s to the battlefields in September, and we want them to be able to connect what they're doing in the classroom with these wonderful visual objects. And it's really a way of bringing the story of the First World War to life. So as you see, we've got the trench, we've also got an Edwardian fireplace hearth with a facsimile of a newspaper from the very first day of the war. So we hope that through these objects that they can touch, that will really bring the story of the war to life.
Bring the history to life. And it's not just the English department that are involved in this. You've encompassed the entire school, haven't you?
Absolutely. We have an iBook, and within that iBook, different subjects can access these objects in the room. So if outside the room we've got art students have been working on certain things which connect to the war, and we've got something in philosophy in the iBook which allows them to sort of enter into the story of the war as well. So we really very much here at the Foundation that our teaching is not in discrete sort of holes, that we all join together.
Well, it's a brilliant concept, and it sounds, you know, hands-on and very, very fun. But let's see if it's working, shall we? So I've got three students here in front of me. Let's start with Catherine. You've already been to Flanders, so you've seen a real trench. So what have you learned in your lessons so far?
Well, it was just a great opportunity being able to go to Flanders, because we actually got to go inside the trenches, and also we went to the cemeteries of the soldiers. And being able to actually go in the trenches, it makes the experience even more real, and you actually respect more what and it was just a terrifying experience for them.
Olivia, how about you?
Well, in English at the moment, we've been reading Journey's End, and it's very much about the horror of being in the trenches. And also, they mention quite a lot who's at home waiting for them. And so we can obviously relate this to the library at the moment because of the displays and, you know, all the...
It is. I mean, it's amazing. We've got a fantastic oil painting behind us. The gas attack. Can you know a little bit more about that very quickly, though, please, Sam?
We have the painting behind us is Gassed by John Singer Sargent, which shows a line of men who have just come out of a gas attack, and some of them are blind, and then there are dead bodies.
And you've written your own poem kind of based on that painting and your experience. So that's fantastic. And I just want to say that Cicero, the Roman philosopher, said, "To be ignorant of the past is to remain a child." And these children definitely aren't in the dark about what their ancestors had to experience all those years ago.